You're listening to a Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support the show and hear exclusive content, please subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And don't forget to visit us at decemberschildrennd.com. Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of December's Children Podcast. It's another conversation.
It's a free form.
It's a free form. We don't know what to call this thing, but we're going to call it In Bloom because, well, we're going to start a new album this weekend, fellas. It is In Bloom. Now, Kurt, you came up with that, didn't you?
What, the In Bloom thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's all my doing.
Now, this is meant to be a
clever one.
This is meant to be a three-part... Shut up. This is meant to be a three-part series, and what we want to do is talk about what we can expect with the new album. Midway through, we're going to tell you how it's going, and in the end, we're going to tell you whether it was success or failure. Now, I'm actually excited to find out if anything we say we want to happen at the beginning is going to actually happen at the end. You know?
Yeah.
If we want to go into this thing, like, we're going to make a traditional Delta Blues album.
We're going to talk about what
and then
what
we come
we
up
see.
With, like, you know, the out-of-town checks polka album, right?
Yeah. What we see coming out of this, like what we think we're going to do, and then we will see how far off we were, which is guaranteed to be a long way.
It is guaranteed to be a long way off. So what we want to talk about today is, well, what we expect. And we've got pretty much everybody who's going to be involved in this album, with the exception of Yen and Mark Sands. Mark Sands might be coming later. We'll see.
Touching the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Cross is touching the microphone.
Way to go.
We have our very own Canadian here today from Montreal.
Greetings.
Yeah. How do you pronounce Montreal?
Montreal.
Okay. Nice. And we have Scott Johnston.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, yeah. He's here today. Now, so far we've been introducing you like this. Scott Johnston, you may have heard of him, December's Children, sometimes.
So are you two related? Yeah. Or?
Yes, that is my very own blood brother, Scotty Johnston.
It's not as funny when you can't see it.
Right. This is hilarious. Yeah. Trust me. Everything
oh,
that we're doing
oh, yeah.
Everything we do here today is hilarious. So it should be very interesting to discuss what we think is going to happen with this, and we're going to do that for you.
I didn't get introduced, did I?
Okay, Kurt. Kurt Lowe is here.
I'm here. And hold on.
There,
oh, that's, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Kim is here.
Courtesy of Fargo Brewing Company. Sorry.
Now, Scotty, you have a nickname for Kurt this weekend.
Yeah, it's Mac.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Why is that?
For the old Mac's bottle shop, because he brought in enough booze to kill an army.
He brought in some Pernod, some tequila, some port.
Yep, some Madeira, some
aren't those
some
all the
beers,
things?
Some whiskeys.
Aren't those all the things
little
that
airplane
are mentioned?
Bottles of whiskey.
Those are all mentioned in alcohol.
No, I don't think Madeira is.
Oh, okay. Well, port and Pernod is.
Yep.
And then
port,
tequila.
Port, Pernod, or tequila. They're
right.
All
right. So they're all there. Yeah, that's his inspiration behind it. But we still need some Dr. Pepper here to make our Joe Frazier's.
Oh, you're referring to the Kinks alcohol.
Right, yes. Right. So it's going to be a fun night. I'm very excited, but we're going to be back to discuss what we think. We don't even have a name for this album yet, so maybe we should discuss some ideas on album names, too.
We never name them until they're...
Sometimes we name them
done.
Long before, though. We've done
sometimes
that.
It's long before. Sometimes it's during a certain song.
Or it's after.
Right.
Even 5 minutes, 5 years ago.
Buffalo Alice we named before.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We sure did. Well, I have no ideas this time, and it should be interesting to see what kind of ideas you guys got. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to dig in depth in this next coming December's Children album, which I do believe is number 14, number 15. I lost track after 10. Which would have been On the Mend. So yeah, this is like album number 15. And we're going to try and do
all?
This. Yeah, we're going to try and do this in a week. So when we come back, we're going to set up exactly how long this normally takes us, the process, and our expectations. So stay right here. This special DC In Bloom.
In a world that turned its back on him.
That's the last straw, John Crunch. You're off the team.
The Shadow Cons are back, and they're out to destroy the Super Bowl.
We've hidden the bomb in the football.
And this time, the Super Bowl is doomed.
And this time, the Super Bowl is doomed.
Unless...
The Super Bowl is doomed unless I do something. I need to get back on that team.
John, you can't go back. The doctor said one more tackle and you'll die.
Then I guess it's crunch time.
This summer... It's crunch time. time, it's Fourth and Death.
The new and improved December's Children's Soap Flakes now has 6 times the cleaning power of regular detergents. Through a patented process involving lasers and small African silkworms, December's Children Company has created a cleaner that will follow mankind out of its mother's basement and into early base camps and eventual colonies on Mars and beyond. Buy some December's Children Soap Flakes today. They're clean and they're delicious.
John Blabber had the perfect life. A wife who loved him.
I love you, John Blabber.
A dog that couldn't bark. And a cat who also couldn't bark. Meow. But today, John Blabber's luck just ran out.
Excuse me, sir. Which way to the subway?
Oh, the subway right there. Train C, C train.
No, not the subway, the train, but subway, the restaurant. I want a meatball marinara.
Oh, the sub shop, the sandwich shop. Yeah, we don't have one of those, but the C train's over there.
What? You don't have a subway sandwich. You don't have a subway restaurant, but you have a train that goes underneath the earth. You dug out underneath the earth to put in a train, and you don't have this. Now, I curse you. That's what I do. I curse you, the ability to speak. And here.
Okay.
Everything.
Sure, pal. You have a good day, and good luck with that meatball marinara.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy out there.
Crazy in here too, buddy.
Ralph? You can talk!
Of course I can talk. You just never listened.
What about the cat? Ah, I
feel good. Hey John, it's me, the ATM. How'd you like 620s?
I love them, thank you.
Coming right up.
Hey toaster.
Hey John, how do you want your toaster strudel this morning?
Well, burnt on the outside and frozen on the inside, of course.
That's how I do.
Everything was going great for John, until...
I'm sorry, pal, but I gotta pee in something. Besides, it's your job. But you're whining.
This summer, Blabber.
And back to this special edition.
And we're back.
And we're back
from the commercial break.
We are happy to be here tonight. It is so fun because we've got the whole group together. Now, those who don't know, which incidentally is the December's Children album title somewhat, for those who know and those who don't.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, those who don't
Classic.
Know, what we're doing is a traditional task. And it all started a couple years ago, I believe in 2015, where we, Scotty came up. You know, that's you, Scott.
That is. That's me.
Him?
Yeah. You came to town, and what do you normally say to us? Well, I got to have a couple of songs to bring back to the boys.
The boys need a couple. You know, really keep their morale.
Right. Yeah, the boys back, you know, overseas. Well,
yeah,
no,
the boys
you always
overseas.
Like to show this off on the ship. You're in the Navy, right?
Yeah.
So he came up and he said, well, we got to do this. And we always, in the years past, you've tasked us with such things. And normally it had been, let's write a song, let's write 2 songs, whatever. And that we have a few songs to send back with you. But back in 2015, there was a week of magic that it resulted in the week or two album. Somehow, it was more than just one or two songs.
I think we should back up.
Okay.
I think we should back up to 2010.
Oh, I suppose we should.
We should back up to 2010
yes,
to the On
let's
Demand
do that.
Album.
Let's do that. Okay, you're right. Forgot
that
about that one.
Was a double album with about, what, 20?
28 songs.
28 songs done in a week and a half? Or
right.
Something like that, right? What was it?
Yep.
That was
10 nights. I believe the CDK says 10 nights.
There was a lot of compiling everything imaginable onto an album and then going, 28 songs? Sounds good.
Yeah. So what had happened there, this is 2010. Kurt and I had been writing for the first time in, we had discussed in a previous podcast, 3 years. We had just gotten back on the pony, so to speak. So we started writing a lot of songs. And I think we had probably 17 songs kind of loosely done that weren't ready at all for anything. But they were done-ish.
Yeah,
right?
We had 17 songs and we decided, well, we definitely need 11 more.
Right, right. Right. So we start to get together in the studio just anticipating writing maybe two or three more or whatever. It ended up being 10 or 11 more in that week period. That's when we get our drummer, Mark Sands, introduced to the band, and we end up getting this 11-track album done. We're like, well, that's not enough. Because at the time, DC would throw everything that it had on an album. We didn't just pick or choose the best songs. We just, whatever. So we ended up with a 28-track album called On the Mend, which is really good. That was the start of the magic, I guess, of all of us
getting
together.
It was the
start
of albums that I would say the songs are good.
Right.
That they're all good.
Well, that they're...
I mean, that most of them are
that
good.
I feel like they're adult men writing songs. You know, and it's like interesting. A bunch of high school kids just... yowling into microphone.
It's interesting because when we were done, because that Facebook was in its infancy, okay, it was about 3 years old at that time, mm-hmm. and some of our classmates saw that we were making that album. I sent it. I actually mailed something to Jackie Johnson and Bismarck, okay. and she Facebooks me back. She says, you guys have grown up. So, yeah, that was probably our first like adult album because she could tell.
And the funny part is, as far as I know, there's only like one song that's not really a song.
Tomatoes? Oh, Diary of the Mad Fury. Oh, Tribal Fury. Yeah.
Well, Tribal Fury had to be done because we had that.
Yeah. We had the toms.
Yeah, it had to happen.
So we had to bang on some toms.
And remember when we were acting it out in the garage while we were doing it? Tribal Fury is like, you know, I'll try and get a little
and
bit
then
of.
And we ended up barking. And we ended up doing a lot of barking.
But remember what we were doing? We were pretending we were at the beginning of King Kong movie. We're on some desolate island.
Mm-hmm. And there was our calling for the king. Yep. Oh, yeah, the tin whistle.
Yeah.
So it was a little Irish, a little African, a little.
Canine.
And then when King Kong showed up, we'd all bow down. It's, you know, because we had those big feather hats on, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah, we were doing all this. We had all the props.
Yeah, right. We were dancing. It was so.
We would have had 35 songs on the album, but we had to go buy props.
We spent all the budget on props.
Right, right, right.
We ran out of time too.
We didn't take any pictures, if you're wondering.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get.
There's
all that
very
stuff.
Few pictures, if any. But yeah, this was Tribal Fury. We called this a song.
We knew what it was. If you listen at real close at the end of it,
the very end of it,
we're laughing.
Break down completely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because there's no way to hold your face.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that part. But, you know, like typical December's Children, we spent more time on that than probably any of the real songs.
Well,
on
there's
that.
Probably 28 or 20 tracks on that.
24 thing. Full tracks.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Right? What's funny about this one, I do believe out of all this, all the things that we did on the on-demand sessions, we recorded this one because our aunt BC lent us her camera, her camcorder.
Oh, wait, we filmed it?
We filmed Tribal Fury.
Where are the films of these things?
Ask BC.
Well, they're at the VCR repair shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clayton, Stevie, and Appliance. Yes. Yeah, so that's where they are. Anyway, so, okay, that's right. We had this under our hat that this was possible. After On the Mend, I think, Scott, you went home. The rest of December's Children started
to
direct.
My squeaky chair, by the way.
Yeah, and it's even worse than his other one. He changed chairs, and it's the worst we've had. I think we're going to have to get one of the other ones.
The squeaky chair gets the Kurt.
Yeah,
that's a saying.
I offered a different chair. He said no.
He likes to leave his audio mark on these things. Yes. His stain, if you will. So
audio stain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite
it's
band.
It's the dog peeing.
That's our new band,
audio stain.
Stain.
So after that, we did Journey's End, Heaven, Hell, and the Journey's End. And then after that was Skeletons. And then we're like, well, man, we've done pretty well for ourselves writing songs. So this time, maybe we should try an album in Scott's out. But I don't think we anticipated coming out of this thing with 13 songs. There's no way we did. Yeah. Somehow, though, in a week, we started this thing. We did have the lofty goal, though, Scotty, because remember when we're driving down Highway 17 to the radio station where we're going to start the writing of the songs, we said, let's do this in a week or two or whatever. Yep. Like, that's the name of the album, because we're going to try and set this goal of doing an album in a week or two.
And then we wrote a song called In a Week or Two, which is kind of funny. That had nothing to do with that.
That's right. And later on, in other December's Children podcasts, we're going to actually dive into some of these albums. And
well, I think In a Week or Two is hands down the best album we ever made.
He thinks that, yeah.
I listened, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I drove for 23 hours coming here from Washington. And I listened to that album 6 times in its entirety.
And you listened to our latest.
And I listened to Quality Blend 3 times.
Okay.
And in a week or two, it's better to me. Now, there are some songs that I think that are better on Quality Blend.
But you're saying the album as a whole.
But as a whole, I do not skip any songs.
Okay. Well, every album has a feel. So the last 3 that we've done, it started with Week or Two, then it was Buffalo Alice, and then it was Quality Blend. And all of them had different recording atmospheres. The first one was awesome. I don't know if we'll ever recreate that magic because it was so new. We had never done that before. Somehow.
First album total? Like our first album? Is that what you're talking about?
Where we did this week challenge. This challenge. Right. Yeah. So it was, and really, to be honest, it's probably our first really adult album. I mean, it's really good. So we somehow forced ourselves into this 1 week window, and it got so refined as far as our agenda and our itinerary, as we call it. I had to write it down to the minutes, as in, okay, Ryan writes lyrics between 5 and 5:30 as Kurt is overdubbing this. That's exactly how it had to be done in order to finish it. And we were all pretty much locked into my house. And I never forget coming home. I think I had to run to work or something. I come back and you guys are putting down the keyboards on I Can Be Your V-Neck, all the little things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I had walked in on one of those scenes where Sheldon and the other guys on Big Bang Theory are doing geeky things.
I never watched that.
And you guys are raising your hands to the sky to this wah voice that Yen is putting on the keyboard. I mean, it was all magical. It was all magical.
It was magical.
And then when you have the Yen putting the cello down on the violin in the living room, we thought we were kind of hooked. So then the next year, we try that same thing, only Scott isn't able to come down. Cross, it was just you, me, Kurt, and Mark. It was kind of, it just wasn't that cohesive unit there was. And it was kind of, I left out Yen too, but.
Okay.
You and Yen.
Now, I'm
going to call him up. We're going to go out.
Weirdly, all the white men are included in that.
Racist.
Well as Dry is a great song.
I would take
that thing and put it way above a lot of other songs.
And I said from the beginning that was my favorite song.
Yeah, I mean, it's glorious.
When you looked at me like I was crazy.
Well as Dry.
Well as Dry. Oh, it's good.
So it is interesting.
Yeah,
so
that's all right.
So the Buffalo Alice, which is this, because every year from Week or Two, we decided that every year we're going to do this 1 to 2.
Are we naming
week.
Our favorite albums? Because I think Buffalo Alice is my favorite, just because I like that we just went off in different genres constantly. We had different little ideas about we're going to do this,
but that's
we're going to do a spaghetti western song. We're going to do a whatever.
I do love that song.
Yeah.
Howdy Partner. Yeah. Oh, great song.
But we also kind of did that in Quality Blend.
But Quality Blend is all over.
Yeah.
All over the place.
It is, but I don't know. There's something about a couple of the songs on Buffalo Alice that really move me. And I guess I'm about to
change.
I mean, that's the goal. Yeah.
That is
the goal.
So we kind of, I do like Buffalo Alice too, but the family unit of the album, the urgency, the banding together just wasn't quite there as it was in Week or Two or Quality Blend even. So Quality Blend, we kind of locked ourselves in this place and it was again another assembly line of songwriting. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So we've always got to write the songs by a certain date. Then Mark has 3 days to come down here to put the basic tracks down. Then the overdubs are done. Then lead vocals and then harmony vocals. And Kim, you did the harmonies on Ship Together. Kurt had woke you
another
up.
Good song.
You come downstairs.
He didn't wake me up, but I did wake up from a long night.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. That's another aspect of these albums.
That's terrible. It's terrible. You guys don't understand because I basically am the last person that has to do anything on these things.
Yeah, kind of.
And I really don't get to hear the songs.
Right.
Because you kind
Whereas
of just
all
do
of us are listening
do.
Over
you
and over
little
again.
Little things here and there, so yeah. I don't get to hear the songs in their entirety. You're like, put harmonies on.
Yeah.
Go.
And then Kurt has to hear them 150,000 times.
If I could share some of my hearings of these songs with you, I would.
So by the end of it, he's like,
Right. We're all our.
And we're like, this is so glorious. And he's like, he's done.
Yeah, I'm tired of it by now.
I do. Like, the most enjoyable thing to me is when I, like, the song comes together completely and I'm listening to it and I did an overdub and I get a little smirk on my face.
Yeah.
And I can see you guys going, what?
Because no one else can hear.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
And I play it and I get to watch all your faces.
And isn't that the best part about this, to watch these things come together? You come up with, you have this song that has no melody. We're like, and then pretty soon, oh, there's lyrics. Oh, now there's guitar parts, and then pretty soon there's bass and strings.
Then Yen shows up. I'll tell you what you should play on this podcast to show these the people how songs come about. Is play that first song on the live album when we're just screwing around to show people how the lyrics come about, because it's ridiculous.
On the live
album, absolutely ridiculous. The live album.
Oh, that one. Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you guys.
Because that's just a straight ad lib.
I do have a little example here.
Or something. Whatever you got.
Yeah. So this is one of the songs that didn't quite make it on the last album, Quality Blend, because. Oh, that's not her. That's I want to listen to.
That was me beating my kid.
That was Scotty. Dude, that was Scotty.
I was shaking a baby that day. That was
so we knew this. I think we know now that's going to be a good song, but at the time we didn't put it on because it sure sounded like The Well Is Dry, or at least the melody to Well Is Dry was so ingrained in my head.
I think they just had the same feel, and that's always something we're avoiding.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So that is the what you just heard is potentially, you know, another purpose of this podcast in bloom here is to talk about what we think is going to happen with this album. And I think I can anticipate that one being on there in some incarnation.
I already voted yes. So I have a yay
vote. You have a yay vote? Yeah. Okay.
What do we got?
Kurt says aye. Kim, what do you think?
I didn't say anything yet. I'm not voting.
I was all you're for not gonna it vote? Before when not we yet. Were listening back. Yeah, I said, hey,
I'm going to wait until
I
know if I'm a tiebreaker.
Well, we got to say, Kim is the one. You can thank Kim for us finding that song again. Because one night we were listening to the party music. What's all this at the end there? What's the end of that song? We listened to it. Oh, because that's another thing about this band.
I like that song so much, I'm willing to put it on the album the way it is.
I didn't hear anything. Thank you.
It's a little substandard.
Kim,
so we're gonna.
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course it is. That was a hook.
So that's kind of what I anticipate writing something kind of pretty to that one, beautiful to that one. And you, Scott, you want some British pop music?
I want a Brit pop song done in the vein of the Libertines or you know, one of those British bands that were trying to recover the 60s music.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know, Libertines, The Strokes, even though they weren't British. You know, that kind of genre.
Well, what kind of, Cross, you've been kind of silent.
I just want
there.
One song like that, though. I mean, I don't want the whole album.
Well, sure. You know. Cross, for those who don't know, is the guy who's speaking French in our Blessing and a Curse song from the last album, Quality Blend. And you can't even repeat in English what you're saying there, but only the French know what you're saying.
That is correct.
Something about a story about a picture sent to a wife, and
don't translate it.
Yeah,
just
please
don't
translate it. So, Cross, you actually wrote a couple of songs for this.
I did, yeah.
I think, and we're going to have to play these for Kurt.
I don't know, can we have his name on this?
They're not bad. Yeah. They're not bad. They're really actually.
I feel comfortable with this.
They're really pretty good. So, what do you anticipate out of this?
Well, the first thing I'd like is for my microphone to be turned on this time.
Okay, well, there we go. Cross,
that would be good.
Cross was in the Beatles, but his microphone was turned off.
That's true. I was the fifth one.
Yeah, that was the tragedy. Okay, we'll turn on your microphone this time. But you come from a long ways away to stay with complete, well, not strangers anymore, but the first couple of years you were coming here were kind of like, who are these people? And what makes you keep coming back from a place that has way more things to do? What in the world are you coming back to North Dakota
for? To paraphrase him, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, the music, the whole experience of writing and recording music and watching how the songs evolve from, you know, just throwing out a couple of chords and mumbling a lot of words and throwing out gibberish, and then all of a sudden, you know, lyrics come out, and then, you know, like you were saying, you start adding tracks.
Oh, man.
And then Yen shows up and works his magic, magical little hands.
And sometimes, guys, there's one known instance of us working the magic, and that's on Silver Tongue. when we come together and the man sit perfectly still.
Yes.
And
yes.
And we kind of added something to make that song special. So it takes everybody firing on all cylinders
to do
it. Takes
a village.
So, and that's really what it is.
The song.
If you look at our itinerary right now, it has that we have to write 4 songs tonight.
15 songs.
Today. We don't have to do 4 songs tonight.
Ideally,
but
we would do 15 songs today.
Right. Ideally, because then we're done.
Then we're good to go. Yeah.
Right. So basically, though, what we have to do, I think, is try and get ideas for 2 songs today, 4 songs tomorrow, 4 songs Sunday, and then we can kind of rest on Monday. It is Labor Day weekend. Tuesday, Mark will be back. Then we're going to go to Oslo. And that's why this thing is so different. Rather than being locked in one house, all having to do different things at different stations, we're going to kind of break this up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Try and get most of the song ideas, the melodies down today. Lyrics will be written by day, each day of the week. We'll meet at Oslo after work.
My idea is this. Since we want to go more in depth on this whole podcast idea, my idea for this is that we would record the basic tracks to a click and then try and overdub the drums on at least a couple of the songs to see how that goes.
Just to see how it goes. Yeah. Oh, and Mark, whether or not this is going to happen or not, podcasts are interesting. I still think we're on live radio right now and like this is real time. So by the time this comes up, but Mark may be coming tonight and I told him if he does, bring the drum box, the cajon. I said drum box because I can't spell cajon, but right now I think
it has a J.
I don't have to worry about
C-A-J-O-N.
Spelling.
C-A-J-O-N.
It's a soft J.
I think it starts with
cojon.
A J.
Bring that cojon. So, but that's something to think about, guys. If we were to come up with a 13-track album, there's nothing saying 3-4 of the songs aren't just with that and just pretty guitars. Because think about it. Before he joined the band, we had no drums. We had no percussion whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you showing me that moon?
No, I was just
you know what?
At it.
It's not a moon. It's the foam of the beer.
Yeah.
It's sort of a moon.
But I think it's
a moon face.
It's supposed to be a moon face. Yeah. We're talking about my Guinness drought.
But it's
that's an inside joke.
It's funny how I looked at it. You finished your sentence without ending it with a question, and then you looked at all of us like we were supposed to answer something.
Yes. Oh, so, it should be interesting to see what kind of experimentative stuff we come out with. Yep. And the other thing is, this is going to be a different album, too. It has the potential. Again, we're going to talk about things we expect. Now, I expect out of this weekend that we're going to probably write some pretty acoustic ones. But I know this band, and I know what happens. We're going to take those ideas. We're going to go to Mark's in Oslo on Tuesday. We're going to start these basic tracks. Mark's going to start drumming on something. You're going to play on the electric guitar. And boom, now we have this electric song that has to be written. That's just my anticipation, just from years past.
We're always going to have some beautiful acoustic stuff.
Right.
My other dream is that we write a song that is better than High Voltage Danger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to write a song.
That's your new goal now?
That is better than that. Because I think you guys play that better than the original. Mm. But I want a song that rocks. Can I say balls?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the Bible, so you can say
it. If it's in the Bible, it's okay.
I want a song that'll rock people's balls off.
Okay. Well, I would, like too, because we haven't done a lot like that. Kim, what do you think? What do you expect? Or what kind of music do you think is going to come out of this album?
Well,
this yet-to-be-named album.
I think it's going to be very eclectic again, just because the last two were.
Yeah.
It's
going to be all over the place.
It's going to be all...
Okay.
Music all over the place.
Looking forward to it. And Kurt, what do you think? You're just going to go whatever?
I'm thinking that we're going to... This is my prognostication.
Okay.
We're going to have 3 songs that I think are great, like hooky, really quality songs. And then we're going to do...
Those are
10 other songs. Yep, hookers, real hookers. And then 10 other songs that are going to be really cool sounding and have something really cool about them.
Okay.
Not necessarily be like... songs that we think are single material type of thing, but something that's really cool and that we'll listen to.
Okay. And is there anything you want to try? Is there any experimentation? I mean, every year you learn so much. Every album has, sound quality wise, been getting better. Is there new recording techniques that you've learned and want to try to?
I don't have any. I don't have anything really. It's just trying to get quality sounds, I guess, which is something we've never done before either.
Right.
You know, sat down and really tried to get a good sound coming out of an acoustic guitar. Like, get that mic set up in the right spot.
Well, and that's why...
Somehow, Howard got that guitar to sound pretty good that one time. It's my guitar. It sounded like I was in the room.
Well, that does sound beautiful.
I don't know how he did it.
Well, here's... But... Okay, what's funny is that in years past, we've had these full weeks, maybe 6 days, 5 days, all in a house mm-hmm. together, and we've spent 18, 20 hours a day. And that's literally, that's not figurative stuff here, working, all of us at different spots. This time, it's going to be so broke up, and I was worried about us not having enough time, but when you consider this, that we're going to have all this weekend to maybe just write the songs and not have to worry about this heavy deadline, we've got two full weeknights of being able to record the basic tracks. And while the basic tracks, because there's nothing saying where as it used to be, okay, we've got the scratch vocals down, Yen recorded that, Ryan, you need to have these lyrics done in 20 minutes. And I remember when we did Quality or a week or two, it was for Kurt's song, She Thinks I'm Nothing. And the joke was, well, I'll just write those
while you're doing dishes.
I'm in the bathroom, while I'm doing dishes. And it got to be to the point where I'll write this before he records it. I'll do this when he's about to sing it. And it got to be almost that close.
Yes.
I remember you handing me the sheet of lyrics and going, all right, let's go.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was probably two or three takes later. It was done.
That's a good song, though.
It is.
I mean, we had the basic lyrics. Like, it was just sort of refining and getting the actual.
We said, She Thinks I'm Nothing in the garage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't want people to think that we didn't think about the lyrics.
Right, we're recording.
We're not heathens.
And when you have an idea for the song and where it's going to go, it's a lot easier to write a lot quicker. But now this year, we're going to end up with just more time, and I think we might end up with it more decent time. That's also my anticipation, because let's say we go to record the first basic tracks on a Tuesday, and for those who don't know, basic tracks would be your drums and your rhythm section there, and then we build up from there. It's your foundation of the song. But let's say we do that on a Monday, and we get our basic tracks down for the first four songs. There's nothing saying then that I don't spend the whole next day getting the songs, the lyrics written for the next batch. So We're gonna have a lot more time this time. And then you mix into it the weekends that we'll have. I know next weekend Yen is planning to come up. And just for an example, a lot of times people say inspiration has to hit you. It has to strike. You can't just make it. But somehow, knock on wood, we do that. We schedule inspiration. Like, we will be inspired from 4 p.m. on the 4th to this
time.
Well,
I mean, like I've said many times over, there are two different aspects to it. And that's the art and the craft of it. And the craft comes, you know, the art is getting those songs, getting the little nuggets, the little embryos of a song, and the craft is growing that embryo into
a baby,
a song, you know,
a baby.
Fully fledged.
I think we should do the midpoint podcast right now.
Because we're already basically
three songs. We've already written three songs.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can shut this thing off. We turn it back on. We're like, hey. Yeah. So here's how it's going.
A good segue into ending this episode. And
let's do this. And in the next one, what we want to do is we'll start to play some of the tracks that we've got so far and where we think we're going to go. And what I also want to do midpoint, what we're going to call the middle one. This is in Bloom.
What's the middle one is Half as Much.
Okay.
Half as Much. Oh, I thought you said Judy Bloom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Terrific artist.
Yeah. Terrific. Just love her stuff.
She's a writer?
Yeah.
So there was a joke that I made there. Okay.
And it was a joke I made as well.
Yeah. So funny. Well, you're funny too.
Yeah, yeah. No, everybody's funny.
There's too much Johnston in this room right now.
Oh, man.
Surround sound.
And another thing that I anticipate for this halfway point, Half as Much, is, okay, by that time, we're going to have examples of me mumbling some lyrics. And what I want us to kind of do is collectively, at least for one song, say,
yeah,
let's write about this. Let's try and build. Okay, you said this one lyric.
Well, maybe we'll write the song as on the podcast.
Yeah, we could also do that. We could also do that. So who knows what's going to come out of Half as Much? But all I can tell you is this is what we've got so far. We've got Scotty Johnson down here from over here from Washington. Crisscross.
Will make you jump.
So Ruya is over here from Montreal. Kim is over here from the other side of the house. And we've got Kim. I heard from Grand Forks. We're going to have a great time. And good luck, fellas. This is December's Children and our very, very
special.
And
good luck to you, sir.
To me? Do you mean that?
No.
Do you mean? All right. Until we meet again, this has been December's Children with a very special podcast in Bloom. Don't forget to subscribe at decemberschildrenND.com. You'll find a link to our Patreon page there. I'll give you the deets shortly. Have a good one.
This has been another Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support this show and others, plus to hear exclusive content, subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like this show, rate and review on iTunes. And we invite you to visit our homepage at DecembersChildrenND.com, where we welcome your comments and show suggestions. Until next time, so long from December's Children.